All looks normal as you stand on the walking pass above the scenic sea bridge area of Channel Islands Harbor. But as you get closer to the water, you see it's been invaded by thousands and thousands of pulsating translucent creatures moving around the docks.
It's crazy. There's so many.
What do they look like?
Like jelly beans in the water, that clear jelly beans.
Those living jelly beans that Seabridge visitor Elsie Jack is talking about are jellyfish.
We've got a lot of moon jellies here these days.
Mark Schilling has had a front row seat for the jellyfish invasion. He has a gondola business which takes people on scenic cruises of the harbor called Gondola Paradiso.
They tend to cluster around here because of the tide. The tide pushes them into the back end of the harbor here, and then they just don't go out as much, so they end up collecting in this area. And especially the way the docks are configured, they help contain the jellyfish.
Moon jellyfish are common on the west coast. They look like a clear, foot-wide pancake with four glowing rings in the middle. They use their tentacles to sting and capture prey like crustaceans and small fish. While they're found up and down the coast, they aren't as common in harbors where you can see them without getting into a boat or even getting your feet wet.
I heard someone say, come and look, come and look. So we came over and looked the other day. So they've been here a few days. But not like this in a cluster. This is really interesting. I've never seen anything like it.
Edla Gaspi has kayaked in Channel Islands Harbor for years, but says the jellyfish invasion is definitely something new.
This is the first time I've ever seen a lot of jellyfish like that in one spot here. It looks really strange. Kayaking here for a long time, and I've never seen anything like that before. I've seen leopard sharks swim around here, but that's kind of cool.
It's attracting a lot of people to the Seabridge area, which is just off of Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. A 3-minute walk behind the Seabridge Shopping Plaza gets you to Jellyfish Central. Dale Bailey is a Seabridge resident.
They were scattered all around, and today they're just clumped right here in this one area. They were in the channel, so it's like they were coming in, and they've come into this warmer water.
So this is the hangout right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Pretty fascinating. We get to see these, and then a certain time of the year we have bat rays that are in here.
So you don't have to go out to the deep sea to see sea life. It comes to you.
That's right.
Some of those who have businesses in the harbor area, like Mark Schooling, say as word of the jellyfish invasion has spread, so has a boom in visitors.
Good for business? I mean, are people curious coming out?
Yes, people are really excited. You have a lot of people along the shore that are, you know, coming out to take a look at the, you know, giant herd of jellyfish. I don't know what the actual technical term is. People really enjoy it. They're pretty interesting to look at. And in the daytime, especially in the mornings, they tend to be on the surface. And as you get later in the day, they'll tend to go down, and so you don't see them as well. But it's pretty exciting because it's something that people just simply don't normally see.
Moon jellyfish aren't considered to be as dangerous as other types of jellyfish to humans. Schooling kneels down on a dock and uses a finger to flip over some of the tiny young jellyfish, which are upside down and can't right themselves.
You can see these little guys. There's a bunch of them. They're upside down. There's another one right here.
Oh, so you're flipping them over. You're,
yeah.
Give them a little help.
So the surface tension exceeds their ability to fight against it. So you can see this guy's pulsing. And if you just push them down a little bit, they'll start doing it. And the interesting thing is they'll usually take a little while to wake up. The younger ones seem to react faster. And then you notice how it's heading down. They'll always turn and go, I'm getting away from there.
Because they move with the current and wind, there are tens of thousands of them packed into sheltered parts of the Seabridge area of the harbor right now. At Channel Islands Harbor, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.